along real fast here. Go ahead, you can walk in there.
I was going to ask, if we were going back in, I was going to step back.
We're ready, here we're on, we are on, we are back in, calling the meeting back to order. We have Congresswoman Speaker Good Fox, Congresswoman Stabler, and Congresswoman Revard present, and myself. So we still do have a quorum, and Congresswoman Revard, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to introduce an amendment to Bill Number ONCA 22-102. Amendment number one would be to move all the revenue to the department entity program revenue line in each section throughout the bill.
There's a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. The amendment has been adopted. Okay, we're still in discussion on ONCA 22-102. Do you hear any more discussion or questions or movement?
Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
I do not, again, thank you, Tyler, for joining the call. I do not have any, was Congresswoman Stabler, did you have any questions about your prior amendments to the bill?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So all the amendments that have been made?
All amendments have been made.
And take care of the business, okay. All right, well, then we're ready for movement if the committee is.
Motion to report ONCA 22-102 to Congress with a due pass as amended.
Second.
A motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Motion carries. We will report ONCA 22-102 to Congress with a due pass. All right, Congresswoman Revard, I relent the chair back to you.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. The next item on our agenda is ONCA 22-101, an act to authorize and appropriate a supplemental amount of $700,000 to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for the purchase of land design, engineering, and construction of a senior housing complex in the town of Hominy, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. And the sponsor is Speaker Good Fox, so I'd like to turn the floor over to her.
I'm going to turn the floor over to Mr. Wygant.
Thank you, members of Congress. Yes, ONCA 22-101 is a supplemental $700,000 for the Hominy Senior Housing. This really is just kind of a stopgap placeholder to get those funds locked down because we do anticipate this project being underfunded. We spoke to some professionals. They thought that we would be looking at least 10% over what we saw in Fairfax. If you recall, what we're doing in Hominy is the exact same thing that we did in Fairfax. That would be 10 duplexes of 20 units. The original appropriation combined with some BIA housing support dollars came out to $8.2 million. We did use some of that money to pay for land. This ask would make it the full 10% at $8.8 million that we would have available for the project, which would reflect the 10% that we are anticipating. There is a chance that we'll be coming back for more. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty right now, but this is a good step in the right direction to make sure that this project maintains its priority status where it should be. Any questions?
So if I may, James, how much have we put towards this project in total, including this request?
As of right now, it is $8.2
million. $8.2
million. I'm sorry. With this request, that will be $8.9 million.
Okay. And so where are we in the, which phase are we in right now?
We're in architecture and engineering. We have executed that contract. We've started our weekly meetings. And so it's in the early phases of design development.
Okay. to talk about the location?
Sure. It's the 40 acres that were previously owned by the Travis Fry family. They're on Highway 99, north of the Hominy High School. We feel it's a good location just for a community and a planning, community planning purposes. It's a good network or neighborhood area. And then, like I said, we've got additional land with that purchase that can be used for other ARPA projects. We're looking at the assisted living or other possible uses.
Okay, so the area that we've chose, it would allow for expansion for any elder services that we may have in the future?
Correct.
Okay, good. Congresswoman Stabler?
Okay, Mr. Wygant, the 8.1 or 8.2, whatever the original was, came out of ARPA?
There was the BIA housing support dollars. I think the actual ARPA appropriation was somewhere around 7.4, if I remember correctly.
Okay. And if I could, Chair, the plans, are they the same plans that we use at Fairfax and Gray Horse? I mean, Fairfax and Huska?
Correct.
And are they, so is this amount for architectural and engineering for $700,000, right? Or is it not?
No, this is just an additional funds. We feel that the dollar amount is not going to be enough due to inflation, and this is way of getting ahead of inflation. We're anticipating that this to be more than Fairfax, and this would give us 10% more than Fairfax to hedge inflation.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Committee?
I'll make a motion to report out ONCA 22-101 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Wygant.
Mr. Wygant, thank you. I do want to tell the committee that I think at some point, since you're here, Congresswoman Stabler, Chair of Appropriations, you know, we may just want to revisit our ARPA projects again. Everything's sitting out there, all of our builds at some point, so.
Yes, I was just getting ready to say that, Chair, that we just took another $700,000 out of ARPA funds.
I know.
That we were talking about 15 minutes ago.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure. Speaker, you made that motion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The last item on our agenda regarding bills, ONCA 22-108, is an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act as at 16 ONC 3-104 and 3107 to add Medicare Supplemental Insurance Plan G and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. So I'll hand the floor over to you, ma'am.
Chair, thank you so much. I cannot tell if the representative from United American Insurance Company is on the call. Ms. O'Neill, are you on the call? Okay, thank you. Committee, I will do my best to answer any questions. Regarding Plan G, I'm certainly not a Medicare supplements expert, but basically what this legislation does is to amend our health law to add Plan G to our law, since some states are now offering G instead of F. So it's quite simply another supplemental insurance offered by some states due to the Medicare Access and CHIP Reauthorization Act. Only four states require Plan G. Those states would be Florida, Minnesota, Vermont, and Washington. So only a handful of our Osage tribal members are impacted. However, this legislation will bring our law in line with the with this federal law.
Okay, committee, are there any questions for Congresswoman Shaw?
I don't have any questions. I know that it's needs to be added. I'll make a motion to report ONCA 22-108 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second for discussion.
Discussion?
I'm just have a quick thing. I'm just trying to get an idea. I'm in favor of this particular piece of legislation. It needs to happen. I mean, if we're going to do this Medicare supplement for our folks and the state particular, you know, requires it to be called Medicare G, and we don't have it adopted in our legislation and then our program plan, then of course those folks are left out. So do we, Mr. George, may I ask Mr. Frazier a question? Go ahead. Mr. Frazier, do we have any idea about a little fiscal impact dollar amount possibly?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Jordan.
From what I've read, it's almost identical to Plan F, minus the coverage for the Part B deductible. So I think that the, especially given the number of Osages who probably live in those four states, it'll probably be a really small fiscal impact.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frazier. And I expected that, being that, you know, there's only four states in the United States that would have been, that's affected by that. So I'm good. Yes, thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, motion passes.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the next item on their agenda is adjournment.
So moved.
Second. Okay, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Any opposed? No. Thank you, committee.
Clerk, will you send me the committee report for 22-102 when you get it ready so I can see exactly